Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, Stitcher, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And we have a fantastic young man on the program today. He hails from Texas Tech. He was down at the Gridiron Showcase, and he made such an impression there and all his game film with the Riders. Also got him an invite to the NFL Combine. A little bit different this year than in years past with COVID-19. It'll be a pro day. But nonetheless, that just shows you how much NFL personnel think of today's guests. And with that said, TJ Vasher, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Doing good. You know, I got some training in this morning. Now I get some downtime to relax.
that's probably the way you do the next couple months of your life is just intense training every single day, and when you can find time to lay your head down, you do that. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And you, I mean, you've done a lot. I mean, you know, nominated for an SB. I mean, you're beautiful to watch catch a football, the way you can contort and do things. I mean, you're special, and I think that resonates with what teams love about you. But I also noticed you had a D1 basketball scholarship. So you're a hell of an athlete, TJ. How tempted were you to go the basketball route coming out of high school?
You know, it was tough. I went back and forth with it for a while. I kind of started playing both of those sports at the same time. But ultimately, it felt like football was what I wanted to do. So I kind of put it to the side.
I'm glad you did, because you definitely made the right decision. So, better athlete growing up, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, were you always the better kid, the kid that every, you know, were you the first one picked on each team, I should say?
You know, I was always a longer kid, so, I was pretty talented at a young age. I think it was noticeable on my athleticism.
And then one thing, so other positions, fast forward to your high school days. Receiver there, did you play other positions as well?
Actually, coming into high school, even all through junior high, I played a lot of quarterback. That was the position I played. JT Barrett was kind of the guy in my town, and I kind of looked up to him and wanted to play quarterback. But, you know, going into my sophomore year, things just kind of switched, and I became a receiver and just never went back.
Well, that's a good thing, because you stood out. Now, I don't know if you've ever attempted a pass in college, but was that something you would maybe tease the coaching staff with, saying, listen, I have a great arm. I used to do this in high school. Give me a trick play.
Oh, most definitely. I feel like I can get out there and spin the ball around a little bit.
What would the coaching what did they have? You know, what was their response when you went to them with that?
I really told them, you know, I want to play receiver, but I mean, any way I can contribute, you know, if you want to throw a trick play in and have me throw the ball around, I'm definitely going to do it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, TJ Vasher here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft. Again, NFL Combine invite, also down at the College Gridiron Showcase. A lot to love about this young man as he's making his path towards this next level. College Gridiron Showcase a few weeks back in Fort Worth, Texas. You got to experience it. You got to spend the whole day with teams on Wednesday in that conference room. What was it like to finally allow these teams to know who you are, not as a player, but just know who you are as a man?
I was excited, you know, just to get in front of people and let them hear me talk and let them get to see me and know me. It was definitely a good time, a great experience.
Yeah, definitely. Did you hear any – I mean, I guess, I mean, what did the compliments, I mean, sometimes they give you some, sometimes they might be hush on it. Did they send you any words that kind of put some pep in your step afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, for me, you know, I just like to hear the comments of hearing, like, you know, when I'm speaking that, you know, they could tell that I was a bright young man, spoke real well, and, you know, I got a good smile, you know, so that made me feel pretty good.
Yeah, that definitely has to make you feel good to know that they're pleased with the way you come across, because it is it's an impressive interview, and I think that's helped your performance down there and probably the interview process as well, TJ, has helped you get this NFL Combine invite. How did you find out about it?
Actually, I had got a call, or actually it was a text message from a lady who was saying she had been trying to get in touch with me, wanted me to reach back out to her. I called her back. As soon as I got back home, I actually didn't see it. She had texted me in the middle of my workout. I got back to my room. I seen the message, and I immediately called back. You know, she laid me with some good news and said that she had been trying to get in touch with me and wanted to extend the invite for the combine, and I was ecstatic. You know, it was one of the greatest feelings I've had.
And well-deserved. And, again, I told you right before we went live, I mean, under COVID-19 conditions, to have this opportunity to be that, you know, to have those guys at that next level look at you with such high regard, I speak volumes. I ask all the guys that come on the show, TJ, I mean, if we put you in the film room with these scouts, they're breaking down the tape, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the receiver position?
I'd definitely say just my playmaking ability down the field, being a taller, longer guy. I feel like I'm pretty good with my body control, high point the ball. Just a big play threat, and definitely I feel like I'm a go-to guy in the red zone. So I feel like just using my natural ability is what brings me best.
Definitely. And how about this one? We just asked this to benefit you. What goes unnoticed that they can't see on tape? You could be a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe the offensive system you ran at college didn't allow you to showcase other routes or other things. Maybe community service, team captain. What else do these teams need to know about that they won't see on tape?
I feel like, you know, I'm a great guy in the locker room. I'm a guy that gets along with a lot of people. People seem to rally around me. I just feel like guys seem to, you know, really, really click with me and my energy. I feel like I bring a lot of good energy on and off the field, and I think it's one of the best things about me.
Definitely. I'm curious, the SB nominations and all that stuff, I mean, after you make that play, do you realize how special it is, some of the receptions you've had in your college days?
Yeah, I mean, they're all great, you know, but at the time of making them, you know, you make the play and it's just like, okay, well, let's make another one, you know. So, you know, it's all great to get those nominations and for it to be, you know, looked at as something great, but I'm always looking to do it again or make something better.
And you come across as such a humble young man, TJ. Are you like that on the field, or do you come that, you know, receivers are known to be that diva. Do you get a little bit more, I don't know, sassy on the field, or you kind of remain this humble attitude?
I try to stay humble, but, you know, the game is exactly how it's played, and people get to going back and forth. But for most of the time, you know, I'm just out there trying to play ball, but I definitely like to, if it gets to that point, I'm one of those guys, I'll do it with you.
I love it. How about this one? You might get this a lot. You might not get it at all, but do you ever get comparisons to anyone that's at the next level?
You know, I don't hear about it too much or search about it too much, but me personally, you know, just my frame and how long I am, you know, I think I've heard a lot of, you know, just AJ Green type of, you know, just because of my body style and things
right.
like that, but I don't really look into it too much.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, your length and AJ Green, I think it just coincides. You look at you look at him, and you say, yeah, they match. You're at Grossetti's in PA. You're training, combine prep, all the stuff that goes with being in your position. Any specific things you're really concentrating on?
You know, right now, just throwing the weight on, looking the part as an NFL wide receiver. That's my biggest focus right now.
Are you looking in the mirror a little bit more each day, seeing that definition come to life?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely looking in after the workouts. You know, especially after those arm pump days, you like to see your body swell up.
Excellent stuff. Once again, TJ Vasher, the Texas Tech standout receiver here on the P2P, Stitcher, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to listen to our featured guest this afternoon. Outside of football, TJ, I mean, what are your other passions? I mean, how do you love spending the rest of your life when you're not worrying about X's and O's and being in peak performance?
Well, you know, not too long ago I became a dad, so when I get the time to just sit off of my daughter, I do that. But a lot of the free time, you know, I like to go bowling. Bowling is something that I really like to do, just to get my mind off of things and just get into a different space. I'll play video games every now and then. I'm a Madden guy, a Fortnite guy, so I do my little relaxing.
How hard is it not seeing your daughter while you train?
Oh, it's tough, you know, but it's definitely something that keeps me going, and you know, just knowing that I'm away for the right reason, and just trying to make a better life for me and her.
Excellent. How old is she?
8 months. She'll be nine months this month.
God bless you guys. Is she crawling yet? I mean, is she starting to scoot, or is she close to walking?
Oh, she's close to walking. She's moving and grooving. Can't keep her still right now. So that's exciting.
No, man. You are in a good place. God bless you, DJ. That's excellent. And that is a great age. You can see a smile and starting to scoot. And like you said, that weeble wobble type walk where you don't know if they're going to make it, but they come out to keep their balance. That's excellent stuff. Hey, man, we were almost out of time, and we were so fortunate to get you on because I know you've been busy and we've been trying to nail this down, but we really do appreciate it. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. They're just some off-the-wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to go back to your basketball roots, and I'm going to – since you have that 6'6 length, I think that was the same size as Michael Jordan, I'm sure you're a pretty good dunker. If you had to win a dunk contest, what dunk are you going to do?
I'd definitely go for the between leg East Bay. I feel like that would be the one to set it off.
Excellent. Are you a good dunker? I mean, you know how to throw down? Do you have that style, the pizzazz to make it look nice?
Oh, yeah. It was something that once I started doing, you know, I fell in love with, you know, attacking the rim and putting on a show.
Excellent. And I did not know, so this is kind of a question that's going to come off the top of my head, saying that you're a father and you have a little girl. I'm sure that you're accustomed to watching a lot of children's shows. Is there any particular show that she loves where you find yourself singing along to the same songs that they're playing on television or the computer?
You know, she loves the Baby Shark stuff. You know, that's something that always gets her. That's something that she always gets me.
Excellent. See, folks, only here on the C2P can we find out that this standout combine invite might be singing Baby Shark. See that? And that's why we dig into this. And then the final one, this draft's going to be approaching very quickly. I'm sure that week you're going to be with family and friends, but who's the best cook in your family, TJ, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next step in your football life?
Oh, that's tough. You know, my mom, and I also have a stepmom that's always been around for a while. They're all great cooks. I don't know. Me, I've always been something for me that I've always liked is just beans and cornbread. I don't know why, with some sugar on the top. It's something that I've always, you know, loved to eat on.
That's fair enough, man. Hey, this is your day. It's your show. And one more. You're at Crostetti's. If you could become the trainer and put him through some hell and make him work out, what would you put Tony through?
I'd definitely put him through the 100-rep challenge as much as possible. That'd be something that I would do to him maybe frequently, more frequently than he does us.
Excellent, man. Hey, you were wonderful, and I'm glad to see you down at the showcase. You really helped yourself, and God bless you again on that combine invite. That's such a valuable commodity to have in your back pocket. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us today, TJ.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Once again, TJ Vasher, the standout Texas Tech receiver here on the C.
This has been a C2P exclusive.